Excuse me. Is this seat taken? I said, is this seat taken? Thank you. Boy, it's really crowded today, isn't it? Hmm? What was that? You can't hear me. Is this better? Good. I was just saying that it's really crowded today, isn't it? There must be a convention in town or something. Usually, there are only a handful of people on this bus route, but today, it looks like we practically are filled to burst. On normal days, it would be so empty. I'd have that entire row across from yours all to myself. Plenty of leg room to stretch out and relax on my way to work. But you already knew that, didn't you? No, don't play coy with me. I've been watching you these past few weeks. I've seen how your eyes wander. I know that you like to watch me when you think I'm not looking. That you like to stare at my red high-heeled stilettos and my long, shapely pantyhose-covered legs. Not to mention my firm ass and this tight miniskirt. Every time you look my way, I can see how your hands drift down past your waist, all the way to your lap, to that noticeable bulge growing in your pants. Don't try to deny it. I know what you do to yourself when you think I'm not looking. The way you rub and squeeze your dick through your pants when you think my head is turned away. The way you cross your legs so I won't see when you need to give yourself an extra hard tug. And those special occasions when you throw caution to the wind and pull your jacket over your lap so you can pull your cock out and jerk off while you look over at me. That's right. I've seen everything. Every naughty, perverted, filthy thing you've ever done as you sat across from me. I've watched you struggle and fail to contain your libido as we rode this bus together, day in and day out. I've watched you give in to your dirty desires and abuse yourself in public as you stole glances at me. And I gotta say, watching you jerk yourself to me over all this time has been such a fucking turn on. Oh, you thought I'd be mad at you? Quite the contrary. In fact, ever since I first realized what you were doing, I've been trying to feed your addiction and make you even worse. Haven't you noticed over the last few weeks that my outfits have become more and more revealing? My skirts have become shorter, my shirts have become tighter and more revealing, and I almost never wear a bra. Remember last week when I wore that V-neck top that showed off my big, beautiful tits, all that cleavage? Remember when I accidentally dropped my purse on the floor and bent down to pick it up? God, you were practically drooling at the sight of my tits spilling out of my shirt, baby. You didn't even wait for me to look away. You just placed your jacket over your lap and went to town on yourself. Just like I wanted you to. You see, what you don't realize is over the last few months, while you thought you were being sneaky and perving on me without me knowing, I was training you, conditioning your body to react to mine, making you get hard for me when I wanted you to, and jerk off for me when I willed it, all without having to say a word to you, or even look at you. That's the kind of control I have over you, baby. But now that we're here, sitting next to each other, face to face after all this time, I think it's time to take things to the next level. But first, I want you to face forward, baby. Look straight ahead. Good boy. From now on, you aren't allowed to turn your head unless I tell you to. Do you like the sound of my voice as I whisper directly into your ear? Do you find it sexy? How does it feel knowing that the object of your desires is sitting right next to you? Her soft, ruby red lips just inches away from you. Do you like that, baby? Do you like me blowing into your ear? Does it make you hard? It does, doesn't it? Is that all it takes to get you hard? A little puff of air. Your body is conditioned to react to anything I do, no matter how small. You don't even have to look at me anymore, do you? Just knowing I'm here is enough to get your cock hard for me, isn't it? You naughty little pervert. Be a good little pervert. Slide your hand under your jacket and pull out that huge, throbbing cock of yours. Very good. Now, I want you to stroke it for me. Stroke your cock underneath your jacket, just like you do when you stare at me. What's the matter, baby? Are you afraid someone might notice? Well, that never bothered you before. I know there are a lot more people on the bus this morning, but don't worry. As long as you keep yourself hidden underneath that jacket of yours, no one will ever find out. So go ahead, jerk yourself. Jerk your cock for me. That's it, baby. Does it feel good? Are your balls twitching? Is your cock leaking pre-cum? What are you thinking about, huh? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about how good it would feel if I jerked your cock off for you? If I sucked your cock? If I fucked you right here, right now, in front of everybody? No, no. Don't turn your head. Face forward. In fact, close your eyes. That's right. I don't want you to get tempted and try to disobey me. Besides, you've spied on me for months now. I think you have a pretty good idea of what I look like. I think you can imagine every inch of my body if you really tried. Do it, baby. Picture every inch of my body, starting with my pretty little toes tucked into my red high heel stilettos. Picture me sitting across from you, my legs crossed with my foot facing you. Picture my shoe as it dangles off my foot, swaying back and forth as you watch. Does it excite you? Now, picture the heel of my foot. Look closely. Can you see where the seam of my pantyhose begins? Follow that line. Follow it all the way up my long, shapely legs. Trace every line, every curve, every inch of my long, luxurious pantyhose-covered legs, all the way up to my ass. That's right. Picture it. Picture my round and shapely ass. Imagine it straining under the fabric of my tight black miniskirt. Oh, I bet you want to touch it, don't you? You want to squeeze it. I bet you want to bend me over and spank my ass, don't you? Nod your head if I'm right. You naughty little pervert. But we can't slow down now. There's still so much more to see. Keep going. Picture my tight little waist. Do you remember the time I wore that crop top? You could see my belly button. You practically jerked yourself into a coma that day. Picture it, baby. Picture my tight little waist in that crop top. I wore it just for you, baby. Picture my belly button on display just for you to jerk off for it. For you to squeeze and pull your cock for it. For you to come for it. But you can't come yet? No, no. Not until I say so. Besides, we haven't even gotten to the best part yet. Picture my tits, baby. Picture these big, beautiful titties fit to burst out of this tight little top. I'm not wearing a bra today, and it's so cold out. My nipples are pressing against the thin fabric of my shirt, on display to everyone. Imagine it, baby. Imagine what it would be like if these big, beautiful tits of mine would finally just burst out of this shirt. Picture it. Picture me with my tits out. Imagine me squeezing my tits together. Imagine me pulling on my nipples. Imagine me moaning, screaming as I play with these big, round, heavy tits. Do you like that? Does it turn you on to see me fondling my breasts just for you? Does it make you want to come for me, baby? Are you gonna come? Stop. Let go of your cock. Do it. Now imagine that you're looking right at me, baby. Right into my eyes. I know you've been watching me. I know that you've been jerking off to me. But I'm not mad. In fact, I'm just as turned on as you are. That's why I reach over, and with a smile on my face, I grab your cock and begin to stroke you myself. Oh, that's right, baby. Sit back and relax as I stroke you off. Now, don't open your eyes. Keep them closed. Keep facing forward. No one can see what we're doing. Just enjoy yourself. Enjoy the feeling of your fantasy girl stroking you off in secret on a crowded bus. Your cock is so slick and wet with pre-cum, baby. Oh, my hand is just gliding up and down from the top of the head all the way down to the base of the shaft. Oh, I can feel your veins pulsing and your cock twitching, baby. Oh. And just look at your face. You're so red. You look like you're right on the verge of coming. Oh, are you about to come for me, baby? Are you about to come? Oh no! The jacket fell out of your lap. Your cock is exposed for everyone to see. Keep your eyes closed. Everyone can see me jerking you off as you just sit there, like the obedient little pervert you are. They can all see. They can all see what a sick and disgusting pervert you really are. Oh, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come for all these people? Are you gonna show them that you're nothing but a filthy pervert who likes to jerk himself off and get jerked off in public? He likes to come in public while spying on the women sitting next to him, who likes to blow his load while fantasizing about fucking those women. Then do it. Come for me. Come for me now, you filthy little pervert. Yeah, do it. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Come for me. Come for me. And do it. Blow that jizz all over your lap. Cover yourself in your own sticky load. Let the world see what a pervert you are. Oh, yeah. So good. Did you enjoy that, baby? Did you enjoy coming for everyone on the bus? You filthy pervert. Open your eyes. What do you mean, where's everyone? They all got off back at the convention center. We've been alone on this bus since I first started jerking you off. You didn't really think I'd jerk you off in the middle of a busload of people, did you? No. If I did that, we'd both end up in a lot of trouble. And besides, I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. Not after all the time it took to properly train you. Oh, this is my stop. I should get going. You should get yourself cleaned up, okay? Oh, and by the way, starting tomorrow, I don't want to catch you trying to sneak glances at me. There's no need to play games anymore. If you want to look, then go ahead and look. And I'll give you plenty to look at. From now on, whenever I'm nearby, your eyes will be on me, and your hands will be on your cock. Okay? Good boy. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.